Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is March 22, 2021, and tonight is New Earth Support Team as usual. I'm happy to announce that I figured out how to reduce the noise issue in this space. It was a radical solution. I'd only had to shut the door to the room, and like 80% of the noise went away. So if the ventilation system comes on, it's going to be a whole lot quieter than it was. I understand it wasn't a terrible nuisance before, but it should be even quieter now. Bit by bit, we get better. Okay, tonight, I'll assume, excuse me, I have a slight cough. I think it's allergies. We'll see. Tonight we do New Earth Support Team. Our reason for being here is to serve the Great Global Awakening. But the divine just can't help itself. It's going to give us back awakening and healing and bliss and higher consciousness. So don't be surprised if somewhere all that shows up. The format for anyone who's new, I'm going to, after this intro, I'm going to call the directions of the Mesa. I'm going to call in a bunch of divine allies of love and light. And then we'll set a sacred container. And then we'll go through a relatively brief embodied awakening exercise to help you get into embodied awakening the best you can. Then once we're all tuned up, we'll turn it over to the divine allies who will be present and they will make use of us. And what's typically happened in recent calls is that they will put some heavy energy through our bodies. Some of it will be our personal stuff. Some of it will be from the collective. That's part of our service. They'll do their best to make sure nothing remains at the end. As we discovered last time in our Q&A, if you believe that being in a group process and involving heavy energy, if you believe you're going to come out dirty, you will. But if you take it on faith here that you're going to be part of the process, so the heavy energy will be put through you to help the collective, and you will emerge just shiny clean, then that will happen. So I invite you to try the belief that you're going to come out of this just clean as a whistle and see if it isn't true. Let me see what else there is to tell you. Excuse me. Yeah, this usually runs about an hour or so. And at that point, if you're done, you can exit. And if you want to hang around, we always do some Q&A for a few minutes in the chat. And often, like last time, we had a very fascinating discussion come up around the theme I just mentioned. So that's what we do. I always make two requests when we start an Awakening Plus event. First is to give it your full attention. Please, no multitasking. We co-create this event. The energy each person holds affects everybody else. Even if you're on the recording, believe it or not, all this energy moves back and forth in time. So please act as if you're right here in the room with me and act as if you were that kind of behavior. Also, if you must exit early, then ask the divine allies to gently ease you out of the container. They'll smoothly slip you out and you'll be able to do what you got to do without disrupting the field. And again, this applies even if you're on the recording. One extraordinary thing about Awakening Plus is that recorded events can pack just as much punch as the live events. You can get just as much benefit, but that means you hold just as much responsibility for holding the container. Technically, that's because the energy is held in the Akashic Records, which is beyond time and space. And, therefore, accessing this event at any time will have a similar effect as if you were on it live. I hope that makes sense. Okay. So, at least that's my best understanding. Okay, let's get rolling. I invite you to relax. You can be in any physical position as long as you're alert and comfortable. I invite you now to close your eyes, relax. And if you feel the energetics in your body, let that be your focus as I call the directions and bring in the energies. If you don't feel that, then just feel the breath come and go however it wishes in your body. In either case, please remain passive, using only a tiny bit of effort to notice energy or breath. And that will open you to the most beautiful experience of the energetic setup. So let's get it started. Pachamama Namakia Viracocham inti quici I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu guardian angel, Apu dragon mountain gateway, Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu, Shining Rock. Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. I call the higher selves of Mu, West, Thesa, Zachary, Jeremy. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we got a sweet solid container. So we're going to move into embodied awakening. As always, I'll give a full explanation. There's almost always a new person around. If they're not live, they'll show up on the recording. Okay, so I invite you just to become aware of your entire body and notice any energy you're aware of in or around you. Just feel that. Notice your starting point. Good. So we're going to call our higher self to join us in our human body. I use the metaphor of a car to describe this. Your personality is going to slide over to the passenger seat, and your divine is going to drive. If your personality at any point doesn't like the divine's driving, all it has to do is slide back over, take the wheel, and the divine will step out immediately with no fuss. Therefore, your personality is at no risk. There's no danger. It's an experiment. It's reversible anytime you like. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure so much out mentally, you'll know what to do through intuition a lot more, and you'll enjoy much more bliss. If that all sounds good, let's lock it in. So I invite you to say the following out loud if you can, silently if you must, speaking to your higher self, beginning now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go and relax. Go passive. If you feel energy moving in and around your body, then just rest in the simple passive awareness of that energy movement. If you don't, then simply feel your breath come and go. No breath control. Let it do what it wants. If you become distracted, which means your attention is anywhere other than energy or breath, let the distraction be as it is with no resistance, no fighting, no changing. Consider the distraction to be an uninvited guest. You don't have to give it any further attention. Relax your attention back into whatever you were focusing on, whether that's energy or breath. If the distraction persists, that's okay. Let it do its thing. You do your thing. The final nuance, if you want to focus on this, is to learn what's the least effort needed even to feel breath or energy. For a moment, let's play with this by dropping to no effort at all. At zero effort, notice if you still have any awareness at all of breath or energy. If you have even a trace of awareness, that's enough. Stay at zero and just passively notice that little bit of breath or energy you're aware of. If you've lost all awareness of the breath or energy, then start putting teensy tiny bits of effort into the mix. And as soon as you have enough effort to feel it, stop right there. Use the minimum effort needed to feel your chosen focus. So many of us are in embodied awakening. I'm able to feel how folks are doing both live and on the recording. So lots of you folks are already in embodied awakening. How do you know? The following is all true when that's the case. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. The state holds itself. That's your experience. You made it. Relax, enjoy. The more of us who are holding embodied awakening, make it easier for everyone else to get here. If you're not yet in embodied awakening, be as passive as possible. Just very lightly hold attention on energy, or if you can't feel the energy, on your breath. Remember, your ego cannot awaken itself, but it can receive the awakening as a gift from your higher self. You may feel the divine energy coming in through the top of your head and saturating your body like water into a sponge. Let it do itself. Okay, we're nearly ready to start. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone else to slip into embodied awakening who is not already there. Embodied awakening is not mandatory to proceed, but it is ideal. The more awake you are, the more effective your service will be. Okay, they're kicking it off, so relax, become passive. Now, the divine is starting to move energy through us, so the focus to have, if you feel energy moving at all, is just to passively feel the energy moving itself. Please, as we go forward now, do not self-initiate anything from your ego. Please just relax, be passive, let the divine do everything, and just go for the ride. Okay, they're processing some heavy energy. Let me add here, what I will be narrating, again, I'm not causing, I'm just your empathic tour guide and noticing, and what I will be expressing is what the majority of people are experiencing. However, you may be having a totally different experience, and that is fine. Please do not try to match my description if it is different than your experience. Go on the ride that spirit is taking you on. Customized experiences are common and they're fine. So go with whatever's happening. My job is to narrate what the majority are experiencing. And most of us are starting to feel some heavy energy releasing. For some of us, it's our personal heavy energy being cleared. For others, already we're being given heavy energy from the planet to process. Maybe it's from people who are a little mucked up. Maybe there's thick spots of energy on the earth itself. We don't have to worry about where it's coming from or what it is. The divine is going to use our bodies to transmute it or clear it out, which is an honor and a privilege in the divine service. It may feel a little challenging or even a lot challenging. My promise is that none of us is going to get overwhelmed by this. The divine are very carefully monitoring each and every one of us. They're going to make sure that whatever heavy energy is processed through us will be just the right amount. People with very little capacity may process nothing at all. Those who are more advanced may get a whole bunch of stuff to process. Just relax and feel whatever's coming through you. Let it come through. Be passive. Please do not use the healing invocation. Do not do any techniques or tools you may know. If you'll just stay passive and let them run it through you, that will be the optimal process. It takes some humbleness, some humility to admit, wow, my personality cannot process this as well as the divine can process it for me. But it's true. Now, always when there's heavy energy processing, it will be alternating with movements into blissful divine consciousness. And different nights, they alternate sometimes pretty frequently. Sometimes it's more of one for a longer period. We have no idea. We just go for the ride. But I can promise you, if you stay with this process, by the end, you'll be in a really sweet state of very blissful divine consciousness. If your body shakes or vibrates or trembles, that's fine. If you cry or scream or holler or need to beat on something or jump up and down real hard, whatever your body wants to do is fine. The body is very smart. It knows how to release heavy energy if you just don't get in its way. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but if possible, do allow your body to do whatever it needs to do to clear this stuff away. The divine already knows this, but I'll formally state it anyway. Divine allies, we come to serve. We are here to serve in whatever way serves highest good, to help clear the earth of its heavy energy and hasten the approach of the Aquarian age, fifth dimension, fourth density, whatever terminology we want to use, just the next golden age level beyond the mucky one we're at. And we are here with our bodies, with our souls, with our willingness to do that again in a way that serves highest good of all, including the highest good of those who are here in service. The divine is saying, remember, not only are you in here in service, but as part of the earth, you are also among those being blessed. Both and. Those of you with a martyrdom consciousness saying, I don't want to receive, I only want to serve, tough cookie. That isn't how it works here. If you show up and serve, you are going to be blessed. So relax and enjoy it when that moment comes. If you have a really amazing divine experience and a part of you wonders, oh my God, could I possibly deserve what I'm experiencing here? The answer is absolutely yes. In this work, you don't get to have an experience until you do deserve it. Otherwise, you'd be completely oblivious to even the possibility of that experience in the inner world. So if you're having a sweet, high experience, relax and just be with it. The fact that it's happening guarantees that you deserve it. The allies are saying, hey, we're all God. We all deserve everything. Okay, my body just stopped vibrating. And now I'm feeling a really sweet, ecstatic energy in my brain, especially, but it's also through my body. So if you were also experiencing that sweet, higher vibration energy, just relax. Just feel it, relax into it, become it. And very importantly, take no action. other than just being merged with this energy the best you can. Right now, to me, it feels just like a very gentle stasis field, like a calm pond. Just be and be patient. Oh, here comes some more heavy energy. Looks like one of those nights where they're going to alternate between flushing heavy energy and periods of bliss. Try not to be attached to either one. And now it's feeling more like a sweet inner level now. You might now be noticing your physical body feels more like energy than flesh. The body itself would look the same to an observer, but your consciousness is shifting. You're being slowly lifted into a higher vibration to a level where everything feels like energy, including your own physical body. There's an invitation now to drop to zero effort and simply exist. If by doing that, you still have awareness of the energy and the energy is still moving and doing its thing, then remain at zero. If at zero effort, you lose all awareness of what's happening, then add teensy bits of effort back until you feel it again. And use zero if it works. The less effort that gets the job done, the better. And don't be surprised if you have some awareness of your physical body and some awareness of the blissful realms we're now moving into. This may additionally be joined by in the inner world, perception of your energetic self individually, and perception of yourself blended with the other Awakening Plus participants. At this moment, Zoom is showing 53 people on the live call, and of course, many more doing the recordings. The more, the merrier. There's some heavy energy processing through. You don't have to have any clue what it is or how it got there. Just let it be processed by the allies. Yeah, see if you're aware now of that blended field, your individual consciousness blended into the larger field of all of us in this process, like a wonderful puree. Again, both and. Yes, there's a level of individual awareness, and there's a level of blended field awareness. And now, for those who are able, there's the possibility of feeling the earth and the vast number of beings all around it. Huge, huge numbers of light beings, some physical, some not, from all over the place, from different planets, galaxies, from other dimensions, past, future. We have an extraordinary collection of light workers all around the planet supporting the great awakening that's happening. Layers and layers of them. So you may have awareness of that as well. You might have awareness of yourself as the earth consciousness herself. Call her Gaia or Pachamama, the word doesn't matter. You may have the awareness of being the earth and her beautiful, magnificent consciousness, which includes every living thing in and on the planet, or the oceans, the waters, the air. Anything within the atmosphere of the earth, she holds it as part of herself. That was a sweet shift right there. Just relax into that. Okay, now we're in some pretty high bliss. Again, a reminder that if your experience is not what I'm describing, go with what your experience is. But my experience is very sweet, very deep, very ecstatic, and very calm. All at the same time. Again, please do not initiate anything from your ego. Please relax into this magnificent blended field and know that your simple presence here is service. The divine state you're holding is service. Because the consciousness you're holding radiates down to the entire planet and makes this level of awakening more available to everybody. As always, lately, the way they have us serve is to rise to a new level of awakening ourselves. And just be there and let that beautiful field influence everybody else. Forcing nothing, but opening a door for those who are ready to walk through it. Earlier, when we were processing heavy energy, and if we process any further, that usually is happening because there's people on the planet who need help. They're so covered over with heavy energy, they can't initiate anything themselves for their own cleanup. They're just too, the heavy energy is just too much. As some of that comes through us and their load gets a little lighter, they get to a point where they can finally see clearly enough to do things for themselves. They can start doing their own energetic cleanup. Their own awakening practices. So, in letting that energy come through us, we make possible the evolution of others who would be helpless to do it otherwise. It's really beautiful, beautiful service we're doing here. They just took us up a level, relax into that. To me, this feels achingly exquisite. Really nice. If you're not accustomed to this level of passivity, it can be a little tricky at first. But just let go, let things move themselves. Will give you a much better outcome than any action you could initiate from your human self in this context. So I'm having alternating periods of just floaty bliss, and then some heavy energy will flush through my body, and then back to bliss, back and forth. So let it be what it is. Take it as an article of faith that whatever is happening is exactly what should be happening in this process. Whatever challenge you're willing to experience in this process will be abundantly rewarded. And as I said earlier, you'll only receive the experiences you're ready for. Oh, that just took us up another level. Yes. Wish I could describe the difference, but it's totally beyond language. But I'm hoping you can feel it. My physical body is noticing a really sweet tingling and ecstasy around the crown chakra. Some nice juice in the pineal gland as well. And the pituitary and the third eye. However you perceive energy in the inner world is fine. In the inner world, seeing and feeling are the same sense. Some have a little more ability on the visual side. Some are more somatic. Some have both. Whatever your perception is, even if it's beyond those, all five senses have their correlates here in the inner world. Just relax into whatever your perception is. All forms of perception are equally valid. As long as you can feel the stuff somehow, some way, you're good. New energy. It feels like cosmic fire all over the physical body, burning out impurities. So relax, let that, it gets purple. It's like perhaps Saint Germain at work. Just let this cosmic fire burn away any impurities that are ready to go. They may be your personal impurities, but they will help others to release theirs. So I have some physical body awareness in the mix now. Nothing on these calls. Don't try to be one place more than another. Again, the levels that can be working here are the physical body, the individual self in the inner worlds, the blended group in the inner worlds, the larger collection of beings in and around the earth itself. You can have many of those running at the same time, multiple points of awareness. Just let whatever proportion of consciousness wants to be in a certain area, just let it be there. Don't try to regulate it yourself. Is what I find gives me the best outcome. Once again, bowing to the far greater wisdom and ability of the divine beings compared to your human self. So now they're saturating your physical body with these higher vibration energies we've been working with. Again, each person getting the specific type of energy that serves them right now. The mind's very good at this customization. You can relax, allow this energy to soak in. My experience has a lot of tingling in it right now. Just relax and let them saturate every bit of you. Physical body, cells, DNA, all of it. With this new sweet energy. Please don't worry about what it is. Don't get analytical. This is so far beyond anything your human brain will ever be able to understand. Just relax and feel the energy of it. Get to know it on the energetic level. There may be some shaking, etc., as the energy gets into your physical body. It may need to shake out some heavier stagnant energy to make room for itself. Allow that. It's a pretty solid physical body presence now. See if your experience also is of being mostly present in the body now. And still holding some awareness of these higher realms of ecstasy. Relax and be all of it at once. Consciousness on a spectrum from physical up into the divine realms. And that feels pretty solidly in the body now. See if your experience is the same. Yeah, that's pretty solid. Again, you don't have to return to the consciousness you had before we started this call. Your experience as you're now back in your body may be quite different, a lot higher vibration. And this can be your new normal. If you'd like instructions on how to get back to and deepen this awareness, then the if you're not a member of Awakening Plus, the free Invocation Masterclass will teach you the invocations for embodied awakening and healing and how to integrate them into daily life. That's all at astroshaman.com. The last word on the menu bar is invocations. Click or tap that. It'll take you where you need to go to access this material if you're interested. Okay. Let's leave just one more moment to see if the divine has anything else it would like to do before we close the formal process. Yeah, just take a moment, feel your head, feel your brain. My hemispheres are all lit up like a Christmas tree. Feels really good. Okay, feels good. I'm going to close the Mesa, make a brief announcement, and then we'll open it up to Q&A and feedback. Pachamama, Mama Kia. We're a coach in tea. Quichi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful process. So grateful to you. Thank you for the high states of consciousness, for the opportunity to clear heavy energy for the collective. So grateful to you, allies. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this process, please remain with them for as long as it serves highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? All right, that completes our formal process. For those who are not yet members of Awakening Plus, thank you for participating in this call. If you'd like to dive deeper and have all the awesome benefits of membership, just check out awakeningplus.com and learn all about it. If you're interested in working with me directly, go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. All right, so if you are pressed for time or feel done, you're welcome to exit. Otherwise, those of us who wish to remain on the call can now do some Q&A. So if you've got a question or a comment, you can either type it in the chat window. I'll read those off as they come in as quickly as I can. And if you would like to communicate live, then please unmute yourself. On the Zoom, just click that little microphone icon with the slash through it. And if you're on the phone, hit star 6. Just popcorn, whoever feels like it, do it. And the floor is open. So Marla typed, thank you so much. Cannot stay for the Q&A tonight, but feeling very good. Anjali typed, thank you. Tidy, energetic cleanup within happened tonight. Glad to hear that. She got some personal healing, it looked like. Very happy to hear that. So if there's no immediate input, I invite you and just to relax. There is still a really sweet field here, even though we have formally closed the mesa. And you can just kind of hang out in the energy. Jean typed, at the beginning, I feel kind of a stinging in my right upper scapula. Wondered if that was mine or others. I have no idea. And in my opinion, it really doesn't matter. As long as it cleared, it's all good. And minor there is as a matter of perspective. If you're coming from the separate human level, then it was yours. And if you're looking from a little bit higher perspective where all of it's one, then it was just part of the oneness that we all are. Julia types, really grounding and sweet experience tonight. Thank you, Benjamin. You're welcome, Julia. And Kay typed, feeling very peaceful and energized. Thank you so much. Blessings to all. Have a beautiful evening. Thank you, Kay. So we haven't had anyone speak out loud yet. That is always welcome. God, that's a sweet field. It feels so nice. I mean, I'm really excited about the evolving Aquarian age or fifth dimension or whatever. But one reason I keep doing these calls for free every week is just because they feel so good. Oh my gosh. What beautiful energy to be a part of. Viorica has typed, so much energy. Happy to help people to awaken. So glad. It's a lovely service. Yep. Wow. My brain is just going to a whole new level of bliss now. They're giving us bonus energy. Okay. So it's been quiet for a moment. So if we don't get any more input in the next moment or two, then we'll wrap it up. Jeannie has a ton of hearts of different descriptions, and she writes, Benjamin, thank you for the awesome energies. Tonight was strong and beautiful. My experience too. And I wish I could take credit for the energies, but I can't. I was just kind of helping facilitate the process. The allies sent the energies. And of course, once you awaken deeply enough, you realize all these divine beings we call in are you. And they're delighted for you to find that out when you're ready. When you're not aware of that yet, you have to treat them as separate beings. But once you get to where you've blended with them and merged and realized firsthand, I'm it, then you can start accepting and enjoying your oneness with these beautiful beings. Deanna types, thank you. Hang on, she got pushed back. Thank you. Lots of heavy clearing and enjoying the bliss. Julia typed, sending blessings, light and love to everyone. Indy Sage typed, thank you for another amazing session. Thank all of you for showing up. Maria has typed, thank you so much for this very deep experience. It was pretty yin-yang for me. Brilliant light, thick, wonderfully comforting black. Love to all. And Jean types that she's so grateful for these calls. Yeah, black is not bad. It's just the absence of light. And some of the sweetest divine spaces are black. It's just the void is just an absolute nothing. And strangely, there can be a lot of bliss in there. Joanne typed, thank you, blissful. So glad everyone's having good experiences with these weekly calls. Beverly typed, peaceful, much needed. I too was in the void. Yeah, I remember ayahuasca introduced me to the void. I saw them as black holes. And the first time I went into one, I was pretty scared. Oh my gosh, what's it going to be? And then went through the other side and was fine. The second time, it wasn't such a big deal. Third time, I created a void. I just knew intuitively it's time for me to once again disintegrate and reconstitute. And I called up a black hole, and there it was, and just dived right in. So, pretty wild. Deanna, would you like to speak?
Yes, I had another very interesting experience. I think I'm back enough to actually speak, but my distraction tonight was in the form of a mosquito that didn't exist. I could feel it biting me. I could feel it tickling my skin. I'd open my eyes and look, and it was not there.
Wow.
And at one point it bit me on the outside of my hip, underneath a blanket, underneath all of my clothing, and set my leg into a massive jerking motion.
Wow.
And I thought, this thing is not here, but it's moving some energy. So it was just a weird experience I've never had before, but ending with that kind of bliss was well worth it. I'll deal with a mosquito for an hour just for that.
The etheric mosquito, how funny.
Yes.
I'll share two stories. It didn't happen to me directly, but I knew a person who did an ayahuasca dieta in the jungle, and they had one ceremony where a spider came down, and they knew it was on them, and they knew it was going to bite them. And I think the spider bit the person twice during the ceremony, and they knew the venom coming in was exactly the energy that was needed to really shake something up, move something through. You know, they were fine. They didn't die or anything. But it was a very powerful initiation. The other experience I had that was one of the weirdest ceremonial experiences I've had is my experience sitting there and feeling heavy energy coming up to be released out of my scalp. And as these things release, literally feeling flies flying off my scalp, physical flies leaving. And this heavy energy was literally turning into physical insects and departing. It was extraordinary.
Wow.
Stuff gets really interesting when you go do ayahuasca in the jungle.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, this was weird, and it was just a mosquito in my living room.
Yeah. If you want really weird, go to the jungle and drink ayahuasca. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for this.
You're welcome.
As always, great healing.
Oh, good. By the way, I wasn't trying to one-up your story. The etheric mosquito is amazing. So I'm
oh, no, that's, but it's nothing like flies, you know, like flies flying out of the top of your head.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you. All right. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to share? You can unmute yourself, type in the chat window, whatever. And we can just, God, that energy is still so sweet and so strong. I'm so grateful for that. All right, last call for feedback. If you're going to share something, please share it now.
I'm I'm feeling inclined to show you my doggy.
To show me your doggy? Let's see.
Yes, I have to turn on my camera and move my, hang on, whoops.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, what a cute dog. Oh my gosh. Those of you who are on audio only are going to have to come back and see the video here. That's amazing. This is about at the after the hour and 3 minute mark, if you want to go back and check that. Oh, what a cute doggy. Thanks for sharing that, Deanna. Yeah.
That's the bliss. She's basking in it.
Yeah, that's a pretty spaced out dog. That's great.
Yes. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Deanna. I'm so glad that you show up so consistently. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll wrap it up then. Thank you all so much for being here. I know there's a lot of things you all could be doing. Got a zillion Netflix channels and shows. And thank you so much for taking your valuable time and being part of this process. I am very grateful. The allies are grateful. And I, based on the feedback I get, you'll get some pretty good benefit yourself by showing up and serving like this. So many thanks to you all. And I wish you a sweet good night. Bye for now.